So Michael Popak, Legal AF, keep your eye on Boris Epstein, the insider fixer for Donald Trump, a purported lawyer who got in trouble again today in acting out in front of his client, Donald Trump, in federal court in a case where he's not admitted to the court and not a member of the defense team, and yet decided he was going to stand up during jury selection and start commenting on something as if he was a member of the defense team and he was properly admitted in front of that court and got shot down by the federal judge. I've talked about Boris Epstein at length on Legal AF in the past. Let me tie it all together, square the circle, as I like to say, about Boris Epstein. Boris Epstein is the insider fixer for Donald Trump. He sort of took over from Michael Cohen after Michael Cohen's now famous problems related to Trump and having service and worked for him. Boris Epstein is a lawyer. Didn't practice for very long. Practiced corporate law. Is not a litigator. We'll put up a picture of him. You see him often in the back of pictures with Donald Trump. He's balding, and you'll see him with a little three-piece suit, and he's usually sweating in the photo for obvious and good reason. So on one hand, on the split screen, he helps pick lawyers for Donald Trump, like when Todd Blanch, the lawyer, got brought in, Chris Keist, the lawyer for Donald Trump on the criminal side, that was Boris Epstein. When Joe Tacopina got brought in, that was Boris Epstein hiring these lawyers for Donald Trump. But it goes beyond that, because he has been involved with things like the fake elector scheme and scandal as a political operative, trying to get the fake elector certificates used by Donald Trump to try to overthrow the will of the people into the hands of Mike Pence. All roads went through Boris Epstein, working for the campaign of Donald Trump and a liaison with Mark Meadows in the White House. How do I know that? It's in the indictment of the DC election interference case brought by Jack Smith. He is unindicted co-conspirator listed in the indictment. We also know it from evidence that's been leaked out by the special counsel's office that he was involved in trying to foment a riot in Detroit to stop the election count when it appeared that clearly that Biden was going to win over Donald Trump. He wanted to, Boris Epstein, he wanted to start a riot to stop the count. That is also in Jack Smith's case. And he's also mentioned, at least tangentially, in the Georgia election interference case as well. And he's all over the Jan 6 committee report related to his improper role in trying to overthrow the will of the people. He's a frequent consigliere for Donald Trump and an advisor for Donald Trump. He shows up with him. We'll put up some photos at the arraignment of Donald Trump, the first one of the Stormy Daniels hush money cover-up business record fraud case in New York, going to trial in March. At the arraignment, you'll see him sitting at the counsel table. He's been in the room for the indictment related to Mar-a-Lago. He's been in the arraignment related there. He's been in the room related to the Trump Organization going down in flames for 17 counts of tax fraud a year and a half or 2 years ago, Boris Epstein. If you're looking for a common denominator or a thread, it is generally Boris Epstein. And now he's decided, because he's, I guess, kept up his bar dues and is still a member of the New York bar, although not a trial lawyer and not a counsel of record in the case, to show up today at the E. Jean Carroll punitive damage case, in which the only issue for the jury, because the judge has already decided that she was raped, and a jury decided it back in May. She was raped and sexually assaulted in a dressing room by Donald Trump back in 1996, and that she's been defamed when Donald Trump was in office as president. That's already been decided for the jury. Their sole purpose is to decide the amount of damages. Boris Epstein showed up in court today and sat at counsel table. Now, I'll tell you that generally, being a practitioner, if you're not a member of the bar of that particular court, right? Not just the state court, but this is federal court. You've got to be a member of the Southern District of New York to sit in the well of the court. The reason we call it the bar is it has to do with the usually a wood dividing piece of wood that divided the public from the practitioners. That was the bar, right? Back in old-timey London time in British legal systems. And if you were on this side of the bar, you were a member of the bar. If you're on the other side of the bar, you're a member of the public. And so to cross over and sit at council table is an honor and a privilege based on your license being an officer of the court, but you got to be admitted in that court. If you're practicing in front of a bankruptcy court, you got to be admitted in bankruptcy court. If you want to be, if you want to make argument and be heard in a certain federal court, even if you're a member of another federal court, you got to be admitted in that particular federal court or a federal appellate court, right? I'm admitted in the Second Circuit, the 11th Circuit, the Ninth Circuit, and the like. And that's where you have to be. And I can argue in those places. If I'm not admitted there, I've got to move for special admission. I'm admitted, for instance, me, in the Southern District of New York, in the Eastern District of New York, the Southern District of Florida, the Middle District of Florida. These are places where I'm admitted to practice. And if it's in another jurisdiction, like I'm currently admitted in Illinois, in Nevada, in California, because of my nature of my trial practice, I have to be admitted in those places to be heard. Otherwise, I'm a non-lawyer. I'm a non-member of the bench. You know what they say? Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break your bad habits. We're not talking about taking some strange advice off a sketchy message board. We're talking about our sponsor, Fume. And they look at the problem in a different way. Not everything in a bad habit is wrong. So instead of a drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for distressing and anxiety while breaking your habit. First time I tried Fume, it was way more flavorful than I thought. It feels very fresh. Fume is light, well-weighted, perfectly balanced, and extremely fun to fidget with. I absolutely love Fume. You got to try the new Solano Fume. It's made with a premium walnut barrel and an onyx-coated mouthpiece that has a slightly softer finish. Right now is the best time to start the good habit with Fume. All orders for the month of January have buy one, get one cores, so you can stock up for that New Year's resolution. Plus, as a listener of the show, you get an extra 10% off when you use our code. Head to tryfume.com/legalaf and use my code legalaf for an additional 10% off plus BOGO cores until January 31st to help making starting the good habit that much easier. Boris Epstein apparently has never heard these rules before. Doesn't care. So he's not a counsel of record in the case on behalf of Donald Trump. And he's not a member of the federal bar of the Southern District of New York. An issue pointed out by the judge, because Boris Epstein, who's this close to getting indicted, is listed as an unindicted co-conspirator. Everybody knows who he is. Leapt up to make some sort of objection or comment during the jury selection process. The judge says, "You, are you a member of this bar?" So, "Well, I'm a member of the New York bar." He said, "Have a seat." Meaning, just to translate all that, it's not enough that he's a member of the bar of the state in New York. He has to be a member of the federal bar in New York, Southern District of New York. And he's not. And the judge says, otherwise, sit down. So we saw today Judge Kaplan kind of getting control and reminding everybody who needed to be reminded of who's wearing the black robe and sitting up on the bench and who isn't. And federal judges, as I like to joke, sometimes have what we call black robe disease. And no judge is more infected than that than federal judges. And right away, he had a clip, Alina Habezwings, and she got up and started whining about the funeral again. And he said, "My order is the end of the debate, not the beginning. I don't want to hear more argument about the trial. The trial goes forward without delay and without a break on Thursday so he can go attend his mother-in-law's funeral. He can come back after that." So he, you know, cut her off at the knees there. And then Boris Epstein, everybody's showing off. It's like show-off time. Performative in front of their client, Donald Trump. Because he equates being unruly and being rude and violating the rules and being insulting and unprofessional as being tough. Tough guy. So Boris Epstein, next up on the tough guy circuit. Just said, "Wait a minute, you counsel of record here? No. You a member of the bar of this court? No, sit down. Sit in your chair. And Donald Trump is getting awful close to being reprimanded and chastised because he's acting out in front of the jury as well. I did another hot take about that, right? Insulting the jury and joking around with the jury and the prospective jury while you're talking about a solemn, you know, the solemnity of a moment in federal court where a victim of a rape is trying her case. I assure you that 9-person jury is going to hold that against Donald Trump ultimately. So we'll continue to watch what's going on with all these crazy outbursts by lawyers who are over their skis and don't know what they're doing in federal court. There is an owner's manual for how to perform in federal court. It's called the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure and other guidelines. And these lawyers obviously are not familiar with it. They have an allergy to it, allergy to proper practice. And what they could get away with in state court across the street, I assure you they will not be able to get away with in front of a jury and with this judge. Continue to follow it on the Midas Touch Network, on Legal AF, on Wednesdays and Saturdays. It's a podcast. We curate the top 4 or 5 stories at the intersection of law, politics, and justice, and we bring it to you. And then on podcast platforms, on audio, wherever you of your choice. So until my next hot take, leave me a comment and a thumbs up here. Helps with the ratings. Until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Hey, Midas Mighty, love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.